2718 Bradford and Christie Sutliff seek a special use exception and a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for a proposed garage studio apartment, sections 115-23, 115-25, and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of New Road across from Peachtree Lane. The 911 address is 16500 New Road in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 335, map 7, parcel 6.20, sorry. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Hi there. I did bring a couple things, and I have enough copies for each of you. Is there an appropriate?
Mr. Sharp, swear you in?
Oh, sure.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Christie Sutliff. It's 11808 Hazlet Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you have any exhibits, you can give them there to Ms. Norwood. She'll bring them to the record and submit them to the board.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you for being here this evening and hearing me. I'm a little nervous as well, so. My husband could not be here tonight, unfortunately, but my mom and my dad are here. I am here tonight because my husband and I are building a property with Shell Brothers on New Road. It is not a HOA development, but there will be 10 lots. Our lot will be Lot 20. It has not been built yet, but we are looking to build a detached garage studio that will allow my parents to live on property with us. And, you know, and just learning all about the planning and zoning regulations, you know, 800 square feet, I know, is the maximum, you know, that they'll allow you. And we're asking for a special use exemption for 400 additional feet for, you know, the possibility of a caregiver down the line living with my parents in the cottage. My father's health has declined over the last couple of years, and my mom just cannot, you know, handle everything on her own. And that's why we are looking to do a detached cottage, garage studio apartment, sorry, and are asking for that extra space.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Questions from the board?
So I know there's a lot of construction going on that road. Is that going to be a subdivision on the backside of you, probably?
There is. It's a proposed community behind there. I'm not exactly sure when that will. I actually did bring a drawing of that, too. I have it if you guys want to see. I'm not sure when that will take place. Would it be okay to bring more?
Oh, yeah. No, you're fine.
I
You're working with Shell Brothers?
Yes, sir.
Part of this deal is a home and a garage?
Correct. Well, we're not moving forward with the detached garage until after we've built the house. Studio apartment. Yes.
So to understand this, it's going to be a garage, and then I'm trying to picture this in my head. It's going to be a garage on the bottom, and on top, is there going to be living space? Is that what we're talking about here, or is it?
We've talked about this. I think what it's going to end up being is more of a cottage, a first floor accommodation. So it's not going to actually be a garage. I've said garage because I feel like all the verbiage says garage, studio, apartment. It's going to be more of a cottage. It's going to have a kitchen, you know, bathroom, and you know, two bedrooms. But it will not have, you know, a garage, like a parking area. So it's not a garage, but I have been using the garage studio apartment.
That's why I wanted to get a little clarification.
Yes.
There. So this is basically going to be a little bit of a smaller home.
Correct.
Is there any thoughts in making your home, your home bit larger to accommodate maybe a separate entrance into the home and have it separated from your home?
You know, we've talked about that. I think that, you know, just moving forward, you know, you see a number of, you know, in-law, mother-in-law suites that are detached, which would still give everyone, we have three children, and they're very loud. And this would give my parents their own space. It would give us our own space. I just think that we just feel like it's just the healthiest choice for all of us that we're all on property, but it is detached. But we've talked of numerous options, and that was one of them. But I think in the end, we all agreed that it would be the best moving forward to just have it, you know, detached from the house.
Thank you.
So you're looking at expanding the living space of the home then? Or the property?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, I'm looking at your diagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, if I have this correct, two-car garage. And
right.
It says garage extension. I'm assuming that's an option.
So the drawing that I have is what Shell Brothers gave us. It's not actually our house that's being built. It was a proposed home on the site to give you a visual. Our garage will be a three-car garage, which my parents would be able to use, you know, one of the garage bays. But yes, it will allow them to live on property with us. And
I understand purpose and intent. What mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you're expanding the living space of the home on the footprint. Is that correct?
I guess if that's, you know, when you say it that way, that sounds right, sure.
So what we're looking at then is not actually what's going to be built?
I don't have plans yet for what will be built. We wanted to get an okay, obviously, to go ahead and...
Okay, well... My concern would be that giving approval for something that we don't have plans for. And I certainly understand purpose and intent.
Sure.
Of what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure.
I'm also concerned about the precedent mm-hmm. that could be set not only with these 10 lots, but with the proposed development behind it.
Well, the reason that we will be able to move forward, Shell, you know, they are offering detached garages. That is a part of what they are offering. We're not able to do that with them because they're not able to make it into a living, you know, like a cottage. It would just simply be a garage. You know, the reason it's appealing now is because it would allow for my parents to be on property with us. The development that they're going to build behind is a part of an HOA. We are not in an HOA. You know, the 10 lots here are not in an HOA. Excuse me?
You'd be separated from the potential development beyond?
Correct. So we're completely separate from, and again, this is just a proposed, you know, development behind there. I don't know what the timeline is for it.
And water and wastewater services to these lots is accomplished now?
Yes, and you know, everything that we've discussed, putting in a second electrical panel in the garage, in our garage, you know, for my parents, and then we would run a conduit, and then everything would be tied together. You know, all of the utilities. You know, that's what we're looking to do. And I have, you know, I have our house plan. I don't know if that's what you were referring to when you said that you were looking to see that. I mean, I do have that. I can certainly get that to you.
But again, I'll repeat my concern is that you're asking for a variance on a piece of property that we don't have a plan for.
Okay, a house plan, or this is all new to me, so I'm simply asking because I don't.
I personally would be more comfortable if there was a house plan.
Okay.
That would outline specifically what you're planning to build on the lot.
Okay, and is that a cottage and the home that we're building?
I think whatever you're planning to build on the lot should be included on the plan.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
I would agree with Dr. Carson. It would be nice to know what we are actually approving to see that on, just physically see that.
And what would that look like? Would that be like a, again, I just don't know.
Probably, if I had to guess, it'd be, you would have what would look like a survey, but it's called a proposed site plan, and
okay.
It would show the structures that are being proposed, whether it's the house,
okay.
Steps, garage, detached garage, sheds, driveways.
Okay.
That's what would be shown on it.
Okay. Will do.
Have you had planning meetings with Shell on what it is you intend to build?
Things have gotten pushed back. So we were supposed to, the build was supposed to start in July, and now they've pushed it to September. We are meeting with our community manager, you know, next week. So we'll have a little bit more information then. So yes, this is all early. I mean, you know, the last that we heard with the pushback, the home wouldn't, our home will not be done until early 2023. And then we wouldn't start anything with the cottage until, you know, the home is completed.
Mm-hmm. On these lots here, are they? Is there certain models that they're only offering, or is it sort of wide open as far as house plans?
They are offering 10 different house plans to choose from. Mm-hmm.
Would Shell also be building the cottage, or are they just doing the house?
We asked them, they are only willing to do a detached garage, mm-hmm. which would have two bays, you know, concrete slab floor. They could rough in plumbing, but it just seemed in the end, you know, too costly to go ahead and have them build it, just to rip things apart. Hence, you know, we're asking.
So you're gonna need a separate builder to do the garage apartment?
Right,
build.
Right.
Okay. Why is it that 800 square feet is not enough?
Well, we're going to need multiple bedrooms, and it's under my impression, you know, working with the state of Delaware, that to have a caregiver come in, that you have to have a separate space for them, so they would have to have their own room. So that's why we would be needing more space.
So you need two bedrooms, is what you're looking for?
Correct.
Okay.
In order for them to come, you know, and actually be able to work, they would have to have a, you know, separate space for them, you know.
So just to be clear, you're asking for two things, a special use exception and a variance, and they each have their own set of criteria. So when it comes to Mr. Sharp mentioned the site plan, where you actually show where it's going to go. It would be really helpful, especially with the cottage, to see a floor plan of what exactly, so I can understand why you're asking for this much space, because 1,200 square feet is a small house. When I think garage, studio, apartment, I'm not thinking 1,200 square feet.
Right.
What size is a lot? Do you know the square footage of a lot?
It's 3/4 of an acre.
30,000. Somewhere around there. 30,000 square feet. What size home were you anticipating?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what the square footage is on this right now. I was not prepared with that question. I apologize.
Another reason why we would probably like to see this is because if this is put down, you might require another variance to put that in a safe place to be situated safe enough away from the house, mm-hmm. how you would like it. So again, another reason that we would probably want to see a site plan look forward.
Okay, understood.
Mr. Sharp, if there's, I'm not understanding, but if there was a site plan approval for the 10 lots given to Shell, would this deviation be a concern to that site approval?
I don't know if there's any conditions on that subdivision approval. Perhaps Ms. Norwood could speak to that, but my guess is it probably would be just specific as to this lot. The one thing I did notice was that this appears in Ms. Sutcliffe, I think you might, it appears they're shared driveways.
They are. So
that may be another reason why the site plan is really important, because you're going to have that, I would think, in a location where you're going to be able to access it. With a shared driveway, that's another concern. But Ms. Norwood, do we know if there's any conditions on that subdivision?
Not that I know of. Just glancing at it without further digging, it appears to just be a standard single family lot that would permit basic setbacks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Warfel brought up a couple points. One is, and I think you should understand that there are two different things being sought here. The special use exception would allow for a studio, garage studio apartment and a detached structure of up to 800 square feet.
Right.
And the standard there is that it doesn't have to, you can't substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Right.
The next standard that you have is a variance because the square footage that you're seeking exceeds 800 square feet. And that one requires you to demonstrate that there are five standards that are exist, and one of them is that the property has to be unique. There has to be some physical uniqueness to this property.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm looking at this property on this aerial, as well as the documentation you provided, it looks to me to be identical in both shape and size to the other, at least neighboring lots, but perhaps the other 9 lots in that subdivision. Is there some unique physical characteristic to this property? Because that has to be what creates the exceptional practical difficulty.
Sure, and that was one of the questions that we had to answer, or that I was asked to answer. And so it's directly across from Peachtree Lane, which you can see on the map. None of the additional 9 lots, are not across from, a street. It has the shared driveway with the tax map 335, 700619. It's not a part of a homeowners association, which I had mentioned earlier. I would think it would be surrounded by the new planned subdivision, in the rear, and then it has the.
Well, I think the question that we have is, and these standards are very stringent. The variance standards are much, it's a much higher standard to carry here than it is with a special use exception.
Okay.
And one of the things that there's case law out there that talks about a blank slate. So if you have a lot that's basically empty, you really have to carry a high burden to show why can't you develop it in conformity with the code. And, you know, I want to build a cottage on here, even though it sounds like you have a family member that may need to have some sort of assistance. Mm-hmm. The code requires that you've got to comply, if you've got to minimize that variance and that you need it to even be able to reasonably use the property. And I haven't heard a whole lot of discussion on that. Maybe I missed it, but I do think that's something that you have to, you know, demonstrate to this board that you meet that standard.
Okay. I mean, in regards to that, I would say that, you know, my parents lived in Salisbury, Maryland. I'm hoping this is what you're asking. They just actually moved into an apartment until our home is built, in hopes that, you know, we can, you know, move forward with the cottage. But my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, and it has become a, you know, very big burden for my mother to carry alone. And I, you know, I'm an only child, so it's only me, you know, as far as help goes. And it is scary, you know, as your parents age. And this wasn't something that I think my husband and I thought we were going to have to think about now, but we're here. And, you know, this seems to be an answer for everyone. You know, we hadn't, I guess, you know, we just, when we, you know, purchased the property, we just didn't, this just I feel like has come about, and, you know, we're just trying to find the best solution, I guess, is what.
Do you need to have the cottage, does it need to be larger to accommodate like a wheelchair or anything for ADA compliance?
It would need to be ADA compliant, and then that would be also the reason. And
do you think that increases the size of the square footage of that unit because of that, those requirements? You're gonna have to have wider hallways, wider doorways, larger bathrooms.
Right.
Are you gonna have a dedicated parking space for your occupants of that cottage?
We will have three garage, like on our house, on our home, there will be three garage, you know, bays, and they'll be able to use one. And they only have one car. My father is not able to drive, so, you know, it's just my mom.
I think this question was asked earlier, but is this serviced by well or and septic, or is it by centralized sewer water?
It is well and septic.
And that's probably something else that would the site plan would help with, because it would likely show where those are and make sure that you have capacity for these additional bedrooms as well as the house.
I may be mistaken, but I did think that on that on the site plan, I did think that there was a spot there that it showed where the well would be, and it was.
I do see a circle. It appears to be in the front of the house.
Correct.
I don't necessarily see the septic. Yeah. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, thank you.
Anyone would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak to case 12718?
Is anyone on the line who would like
don't believe there's anyone on the line. Anything else? Say that again, sir.
At this time, there are no pending comments.
Okay. At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12718 for Mr. Bradford Sutcliffe. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we table case 12718 for the requested variance and special use exception until such time as we receive an adequate time for the sole purpose of reviewing a site plan which would indicate the structure or structures to be built on the site, and with the staff's ability to evaluate appropriateness to the building envelope and any possible setbacks. I'm sure there's a better way to say that.
Mr. Yeah, we wouldn't want to table it because that would close the record. I guess question I would have for the applicant, it sounds like the board would like to have some sort of site plan showing what's going to be on this property.
Sure.
Do you have any idea how long it would take you to obtain that?
I actually have asked for from Shell Brothers. I know it would not be the cottage that we are intending to build, but I asked for the detached garage that they would build where it would be on the property to have a better idea to show you. And unfortunately, it didn't come through today.
Okay.
But I could look to...
If the board were to leave the record open, we have two meetings in August. We have the meeting on August the 1st and August the 15th, and then we don't come back until September the 12th.
Okay.
I believe it's the 12th.
Okay.
So what we've done in the past is we've made motions where we've left the record open for a purpose of allowing an applicant to submit a survey or site plan or whatever the case may be, and then to schedule it for another night, where we would leave it open only for comments specific to that from you or the public, in case the board had questions that would allow them to, you know, get some answers on things. And if a neighbor had a question on something, they could perhaps chime in as well. If we were to reschedule it for, say, August the 15th, do you think that's enough time for you to obtain that? If we were to say that had to be in by the, week prior to that, so it'd be like August the 8th, is that enough time?
I think I would feel more comfortable with the September 12th date that you mentioned, if that would be okay.
Well, I mean, that'd be up to the board, but I mean, it's helpful for us to know that. So, using that, Dr. Carson, perhaps we say leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicants to submit a site plan showing the proposed improvements on the property by September the 5th. And, to leave the record open for comments specific to that drawing only, with a hearing to be held on September the 12th.
The only thing that I would add to that is that I think we're probably going to be looking at something more than the shell plans that show a two-car garage. Mm-hmm. So if you have intent to build a standalone cottage, mm-hmm. then it would be beneficial if that was outlined on the document that you'd present.
Okay.
And the floor plan and what it's actually going to be.
That's
and where
what
it's
going to say. Is it okay to talk? So I'll plan to have the, our home, the floor plan for that. I'll plan to have the cottage and then also the drawing from Shell, the architectural drawing. That sounds okay.
Septic placement too.
Okay.
Well, accepting. So we would need a motion to leave the record open.
You want to adopt what I said?
I did.
All right.
Second
by Mr. Hastings. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. We will leave the record open for the limited purpose of providing a site plan, what will actually be built, and we hope to see you back September the 12th.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And have a great evening.
And just so that you know, when you have that to be submitted, you can send it to staff, and they will circulate that to the board.
Okay.
And then it will be put on it'll be an old business item, but the record is still left open for the limited purpose of comments only to that drawing for you or anyone else.
Okay.
So we'll schedule it for the 12th and, have you there at that time.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great evening.
5-minute recess.